Okay, I think we're sort of on time. I'm Scotty, this is Bernd, and he will start.
Obviously, because he already started. So welcome to the 11th edition of our FrostCon. 11th time, a lot of people have been here before, some not. So we'll give some introduction here, we'll give some latest infos. There have been some cancellation in talks. Which we will tell you later, and then just some general information about the conference. So we'll directly hand over to Scotty.
Okay, I learned that, well, yeah, even fun parks now have like a Pokemon policy, so I thought we also need a Pokemon policy, since we have like a Poke gym right in front of the building. So our Pokemon policy is have fun. This year we have two keynotes, today by John Hawley about the Internet of Things, or as some people call it, the Internet of you know what. And tomorrow by Leslie Hawthorne about how projects handle their users and how software developers communicate with users. So today and tomorrow at 12:45, I believe.
Yes,
look. Today we will have a short introduction by the dean of the university, but last time she kept it quite short, so we should be fine. So. That's for you.
So first of all, we have some cool shirts. This year's edition, which you can buy at the entrance, to right-hand side of the entrance, or from our view, the left-hand side, where you can have merchandising. It's starting at 3 p.m. today. And at the evening, for the first time as a view, we have a social event. This starts after the last talk. Okay, it starts during the last talk, which is pretty bad for the talk speakers at that time. There we will have drinks, we will have sausages and steaks and stuff like that. The drinks this year are free for all of you, but you have to pay for the food, so we cannot give it all away for free because it's not the 10th anniversary this year. There will be vouchers, I think is the English term. Yeah, you have to buy vouchers to get your food because our caterer doesn't want to handle our money. That's okay for us. So there will be some cash desks outside where you can buy that. And we hope you have fun. The last years it has been very communicative. Everyone was having fun. So we hope this time it will also rock. And hopefully we don't have rain. That's our greatest goal for today. Some more essentials, as usually. Drinks can be bought at the end of the long hallway here. To the left-hand side, drinks. To the right-hand side, coffee specialties. Not from Seven Principles, but that's okay. And we have food at the exhibition where the projects are, which is directly right to the entrance. Yes, this way, cool. So there you can buy food during the lunch hours. I think they also have some breakfast stuff. They are already there, and there are also a small assortment of drinks because people wanted to have drinks there too. I think they also have normal coffee. At the back there is some cool hip cold brew coffee stuff. Don't know how that works, but it's called cool now, I think.
Sort of. The word you were looking for is hipster. But they have like, oh, you can buy a latte there or your Americano or stuff. So that was cool before the hipsters. And yeah, let's not go there. So as usually we have a hashtag. And since we are lazy, we use hashtag FrostCon. And sometimes we use FrostCon 11. So do whatever you want. We had some cancellations. Sadly, for the talk that should be in here right after was cancelled due to personal reasons. But we have in the schedule there's a hole tomorrow, I believe, in room 1. But we will have a talk in there by tomorrow. So keep an eye on the website or look in one of the apps for the schedule. And there are schedules at the entrance of each room. As every year, we have a bouncy castle, and since last year, this is located. If you come from the entrance, turn right, and then after like 50 meters in the courtyard, there's a bouncy castle and a ball pit. And finally, we need your help. This conference is run by volunteers, and we don't have enough. So if you have some spare time, even if it's an hour or two, we come to the helper's room and the volunteer room and say, hey, I want to help, and somebody will give you work. Okay.
So then the big thank to our sponsors and partners, which without them, we couldn't make this conference happen. And that's also the part where the University of Applied Science comes into place, and Mr. Klebers will also welcome you here, because without the University of Applied Science, this conference wouldn't also be happening. So,
thank you. Okay, in the name of the faculty, I want to welcome you here in the university. This is the 11th FrostCon, and I have been here the first FrostCon. Actually, I have tried to start the first FrostCon with some of the students here, with some of the scientific staff, and I'm very happy that we actually did it to make 11 FrostCons, and this is a very nice thing. Also, this year, this faculty of computer science has his 20th anniversary, and I think it is the we have a celebration. Where's Kira? Oh, there. You know the date? 21st of October. Okay. So we celebrate our 20th anniversary. When we started here, I think we started with about 50 students, and as I remember right, I think two professors. Right now we have about 2,000 students in computer science, and about more than 30 professors here. So you see there's also a growth, and also with the FrostCon, we are very happy to host this conference, and we support it. And I wish you a very nice conference. I think you will find very interesting talks. I hope you will have very inspiring discussions. I hope you will enjoy the very friendly, nice atmosphere at the conference. And I hope you all have your private gods to pray for, that we have nice weather in the evening, so that we can enjoy the social event outside in our yard. So I wish you a nice conference.
Okay, we have a lot of time, so are there any questions? Then thank you very much and have fun.